Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now today I'm taking you back to 1550, which was in the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 16th of April 1550, alchemist, apothecary and physician Francis Anthony was born, probably in London. Now, you've probably never heard of Francis Anthony, but he intrigued me because he had a rather eventful life, being imprisoned a few times and also being known for his remedy, Aurum Possibile, drinkable gold, which was made from gold and mercury and which he sold, claiming that it had amazing curative powers. Doesn't sound very good to me. Let me tell you a bit more about Francis Anthony, a very interesting man. Francis Anthony was the eldest son of goldsmith Derrick Anthony and his first wife Elizabeth Early. Derrick was chief graver of the Royal Mint between 1552 and 1599. Francis was educated at Cambridge and obtained a BA and MA. He was married three times. His first wife was Jane Howe, and he had two children by her before she died in around 1580. He then married Alice Hawes and had eight children by her. Then, in 1609, following the death of Alice, he married widow Elizabeth Lant. On his father's death in 1599, Francis's brother Charles succeeded their father as chief graver at the Mint, while Francis concentrated on his study of chemistry. But the need for an income made Francis begin practicing as a physician. But he didn't have a license. And so, after he didn't heed the warnings of the College of Physicians, he was fined and imprisoned three times. His wife's pleading of the family's poverty and the intercession of a friend saw him being released after the third and final time. But Francis still didn't take heed, and the College of Physicians met about him and wanted to prosecute him on another 17 occasions. They did summon him once, but he didn't turn up. In 1608, he became an MD as a member of Pembroke College, where his son John was a student. By that point, he'd been using his aurum potabile, his drinkable gold, which he made from gold and mercury, and the college appointed Sir Thomas Knyvett, a warden of the King's Mint, as an expert judge to hold a trial of this medicine at a special court at the college in April 1609. Francis's biographer F.V. White writes of how both sides, the college and Francis, claimed victory at the trial. In 1610, Francis published his book, his medical and chemical assertion of drinkable gold, which he dedicated to King James I. The College of Physicians refuted it, but Francis carried on selling his potion, and in 1616, he published an answer to the college's refutation. In 1618, he published his original book and his answer to the college, complete with an endorsement from the king himself. F.V. White explains that the king's endorsement, combined with the publicity, led to Francis making a fortune from his drinkable gold, and he was able to buy shares in the colony of Virginia. He died on the 26th of May 1623 and was laid to rest at St. Bartholomew the Great in London. F.V. White explains that although many may have viewed him as a charlatan, that in person, however, he was assured, courteous and truthful. And his friends and family loved him, and he left money to the poor. The poem on the memorial erected by his son John reads, "There needs no verse to beautify thy praise or keep in memory thy spotless name. Religion, virtue and thy skill did raise a threefold pillar to thy lasting fame. Though poisonous envy ever sought to blame or hide the fruits of thy invention, yet shall they all commend that high design of purest gold to make a medicine that feel thy help by that thy rare invention." Oh, that was hard to read. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 16th of April 1570, gunpowder plot conspirator Guy Fawkes was baptised in the city of York. You can find out more about him in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.